Hello, and welcome to the second episode of Hobby Hard. I'm Sam Zena, and joining me are my friends Sam Porter.
Hey!
And Dylan Heimbrock.
Hello.
So, as promised from...
Hello, I'm...
are you sad today?
No.
You okay?
What's bothering you, Dylan?
They didn't look at enough pug pictures today.
You like pug pictures?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You want me to pull up some pug pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. That'll make me really happy.
We don't have time for that. Anyway, so,
What about a pug playing football?
You're jumping the gun
a
little bit.
Just calm down a little bit there, buddy.
Let me do my little intro bit.
Sorry. Go.
As promised from last episode about karaoke, which if you haven't heard is gold.
Gold. Comedy gold.
At the end we said, we're going to do paintball. And I...
You hear it? It was end of last episode.
I reluctantly agreed to paintball. I don't know why I didn't want to.
There was a lot of emails you sent this week, actually, saying we should change.
I recall it a little differently.
Yeah, you were sending all these emails and texts saying, good Lord, I don't want to talk about paintball. Well, paintball is fun. A lot of people do paintball.
Exactly, and I've come around to it, and I'm actually excited about the topic. I did.
Have you been paintballing?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you to begin with, but to answer your question... yes, I have been paintballing. See, with karaoke, you know, you can sort of assume everyone's probably tried it at least once. But paintball, you know, that's a more obscure hobby. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I've been paintballing once, and it was kind of a terrible experience.
Just one time?
Yeah, just one time in my entire life. I was like 15. It was for a friend's birthday party, and the friend was like really into paintball.
Okay.
And like the other people, his other friends at the party... We're also really into paintball. I don't know why the hell I was invited.
Why were you invited? How did you know this friend?
And so I was in marching band.
Marching band?
Yeah. So I was the only asshole out there that that had to rent my own equipment. Everyone else had their own equipment that they had purchased, you know, like...
Right, right.
Because they were into it. They had all the armor and the guns.
So you're just basically putting yourself out there as a big noob.
Yeah, exactly. I was as...
Super noob over here.
As the paintball elite call it, I was a big old noob. A big N-O-O-B.
No.
Better watch out for this guy. He's gonna get pwned, everybody.
Yeah, I did get pwned, and I'll tell you how.
God, I hate those terms.
So, yeah, I had, like, the shitty gun.
Did you still say stuff like that?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, no. Paintball message boards. I'll tell you about them. I will tell you about them. But you have to have a mask when you play paintball.
Right, right.
To protect your face. And my mask was completely fogged up.
Cup, too.
Like, it's like when your windshield is completely dirty and you can't see out of it and you keep trying to, like, put on the wiper fluid and it just doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
That was my mask. So I couldn't see shit out of it. And I had never played before. I didn't know what the hell was going on. Everything, like, happens really quickly. It's a very fast-paced game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up just hiding behind a bunker, like, the entire time. And so, of course, I was, like, the last person out. And so, you know, like, the victory rested on me. And I couldn't see anything. I had taken maybe, like, 3 shots just, like, in the air just for good measure.
Was it inside or outside?
It was outside.
Oh, cool.
Are there indoor paintball arenas?
Oh, yeah, bro.
I want to hear about that.
Cool.
But anyway, so, and there was this guy on the other team that kept, like, yelling at me, because, you know, I was, like, holding up the game because I, like, wasn't playing, basically. And eventually I, like, tried to make some maneuver and he shot me and I got out and ruined my friend's birthday.
And how's y'all's relationship now?
I don't talk to him.
Oh, okay. So one can say that friendships are made or ruined.
Yeah, you make or break. You make or break a friendship by the ball.
The ball. The paintball. Yeah, I went paintballing a lot when I was a teen. I was actually pretty into paintballing. I remember probably between the years when I was like 12 to 14 or so, probably went paintballing.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know how often. I remember I had a birthday party, a paintball birthday party.
You had a paintball birthday party? You were that guy?
Yeah, it was like only like 6 people though.
Ruined my
life. Pretty chill. Yeah, the main friend.
Zena's now sitting directly next to the enemy.
Yeah. It was actually an indoor paint arena called Paint Wars out in Tarrant, Alabama. Tarrant?
Where's Tarrant?
Tarrant's a little bit outside Birmingham.
Oh, okay. No, and, I know that place. I'm from Alabama also.
And, yeah.
Listeners
out there. ladies.
If you've ever been to Tarrant, it's for lovers.
Never been to Tarrant. Make sure you carry a gun, because that place is dangerous. It actually is pretty dangerous.
Paintball gun.
Paintball gun. Yeah, so...
specifically
paintball. But yeah, Paint Wars is actually... It was pretty fun. The first time I went out there, I was scared shitless, honestly, because I was just...
First time is scary.
First time is really scary. Yeah, and then... but then... They used to pump music and stuff into the inside, and we had a buddy who was really into, like, metal, like death metal, and so he used to just bring death metal CDs
and have them play them?
And have them play them, and it was like...
That seems like it would be the soundtrack to Paintball.
So is it just like, would he just, like, make sure it's tons of anal cunt just playing the entire time?
Only the hard stuff.
Tons of
rhyme. Only the deep cuts.
Yeah, only the deep cuts. Yeah, yeah, no hits.
So whereas Paintball is, Or whereas laser tag is all techno,
right.
Paintball is all death metal. That's like how the soundtrack works.
It fit it pretty well. And I also had a misconception when I was getting into it. I always thought it was just literally paint. But apparently it's like this water-soluble material.
Yeah.
So
if you watch the movie 10 Things I Hate About You, they have like those literal paint balls of paint. Mm-hmm. And that's what I thought it was before I did it. And it was rather alarming.
Yeah. That's actually a really good movie, though. 10 Things I Hate About You.
I like that movie.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you've watched it on USA and TNT a lot.
Yeah,
on,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt sure is dreamy.
Used to go on. So you were talking about 10 Things I Hate About You. No,
yeah,
that's not
no, right. No. 10 Things I Hate About You. I used to watch that and go play paintball. That was a lot of fun. But yeah,
you do it while you were listening to Anthrax and Paint Wars in Tarrant, Alabama.
Yeah. Tarrant. And that's pretty much it. It was fun times. Used to do that a lot, and then, you'd go there, you'd have to, like, pretty much have your own group of people that you could kind of play on teams and stuff. And sometimes you get outmatched, because there are people that take this really seriously. I mean, there's, like, tournaments that go on.
Right. Yeah, I was going to ask, like, did you do, like, competitive play, or did you just...
Oh, no. You would never mess around with the competitive players. The best thing, at, like, the Monday at school, actually, used to see how big the welts were, you know, from getting pelted.
Battle scars.
Battle scars, brah. Yeah.
Dylan, have you ever
Dylan.
Played paintball?
Does paintball mode in GoldenEye count?
If you want to talk about that, I welcome it, but no, it doesn't count.
No, I've never actually played.
Oh, wait, I remember that mode.
Yeah, of course you remember, because it was an obnoxious part of the game.
I do remember that.
And whenever anybody would turn it on, it would just go from being like... You know, this weird, like, pseudo Nintendo 64 gore fest to this stupid paint everywhere. And it was always, to me, more annoying to see the paint all over the walls and the bullet holes.
I found that code using the Game Shark.
Game Shark, yeah.
Game Shark thingy. I don't know what to call that.
I think it's called a Game Shark.
Well, like, what's... It's like a console.
It's like an attachment.
It's an attachment.
Plug-in attachment. Yeah, I think we're trying to say the same thing.
Or Game Genie. That was another one.
I just don't know what to call it. I guess same that thing. Product is obsolete, so it's hard to figure out what it's called.
Well, N64s are pretty much obsolete when it comes to these times in our lives now.
Except for a few handful of games, but we won't get into those anymore.
NBA Jam?
NBA Jam, if only. I wish that was a big part of my life.
They brought that back for the new consoles.
I know, I need to get that.
Have you played the new one?
Damn it.
No, I haven't.
Okay, we're off topic. But
we're pretty far off topic.
Yeah, have you ever been paintball in there,
hot
dog?
But you haven't played.
No, I never played. I don't know what it is. I feel like, you know, I think that guns are something that aren't as prevalent up north. I am the Yankee in this group here.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
I have two absurdly liberal parents, blue bloods through and through, who are pretty against guns.
Yeah.
Gun games weren't something that were a really big part of my life. I did know a couple of kids that used to play tons of paintball. They were all younger than me, and it was literally a couple of kids, maybe four people.
Okay.
And they would just, like, really hardcore into it. They had all these guns, all the gear. They'd bring all this shit to school, and then they'd go out in the woods behind the school after school and just play paintball against each other. It's like, there's four of you. This is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's
kind of
boring.
Right. And it was kind of funny because it was the same kids all had those huge trucks that they... You know, put the monster wheels on that are like, you know, 12 feet high and like they're lifted as all hell. And it's just like this, it winds up being a tiny truck body on top of.
So there's like wannabe rednecks.
Basically, they were northern rednecks. Except, you know, they also had relatively, you know, rich families and all this nonsense. So it was really stupid. But I remember as a kid, I was kind of fascinated by it. It was just like, because I guess the idea of being able to shoot a gun at things. Which, you know, I feel like that's the main appeal to paintball, which is why people play it. I remember it was a big deal. My little brother started playing airsoft when I was in college, and I remember that was a really big deal.
Like the plastic pellets?
The plastic pellets. Plastic,
yeah.
But I mean, the more like I think about it, the more, I don't know, I find paintball to be such a weird thing. Because like I said, I mean, like, the draw of it is that you're able to shoot, you're shooting people. That's like, it's a gun that you can shoot people with. But, you know, I was reading about how the game was, like, the actual game was started, and, like, you know, the paintball guns themselves were invented in, like, 1976 or something, but the first time somebody...
Really?
Yeah, but the whole thing is that a couple of people in, like, 1976, they decided that they wanted to play this game together, and basically their whole idea was that it was based off of the most dangerous game, because they literally wanted
The story?
Yes, they literally
wanted... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they really literally wanted to hunt, you know, they wanted to hunt each other in the woods.
They wanted to hunt man.
They more or less just wanted to kill each other, but they were trying to do it in the most legal way possible, which is
so
paintball
guns. If they could have, they actually would have.
If they could have, they more or less would have killed each other. And so, the funny thing about it is that in 1976 is when they came up with this idea, and in 1980 was the first time they ever actually played a game. They got a writer from Sports Illustrated to come and play with them. And then
At their first game. Wow.
And
Sports Illustrated?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was a dark time for Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, 1980. Oh, yeah, 1980.
1980.
1980, there was, like, nothing going on related to hockey.
Right.
Let's not talk about hockey.
Besides the miracle.
Anyway,
is that what it was?
Yeah, 1980.
So you were being facetious.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, so just, like... That whole idea just of being able to go around and murder people, I find fascinating. Like, now, at this point, it's, like, gone from...
Is murder legal now?
According to people, that's what people like to think with paintball, I feel like. But, you know, going from 1980, this game starting, just to...
Which was about 5 years ago.
Yeah, just 4 years ago, you know, give or take three, to this point now where these paintball guns, they actually look like they're designed to look like real guns. They're designed to look like AK-47s.
Yeah. It seems like and they're handguns. Even, like, they're even, like, powered, like, almost the same. I mean, they have CO2, but, like... Right. I don't know, like, the mechanics are very similar.
Right.
There's, like, automatic guns and semi-automatic guns.
Yeah.
I mean, I personally find
chambers and stuff.
Kind of strange and a little bit terrifying in a way.
Right.
Because it's just basically, like, you know, I'm making a... It's just like a company making a kid-friendly Uzi. Like, something that actually looks like a Yakuza Uzi. Handing it out to people. I'm like, hey, kid, go shoot your
friends. Yeah, because children play this game.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I wonder what, like, the demographic is that are into it now.
I should have looked that
up. Yeah.
I mean... I don't really think of kids playing, but I know that they do.
Yeah,
I just
totally.
Think of, like, sort of like teens and like people our age who are just kind of
And then there's also a larger competitive group. I remember like paintball used to show on like ESPN. You remember? Y'all ever see paintball?
Really?
I have seen paintball on ESPN.
Yeah, and that's just so random because it used to become. It was just really big. For a little while, and then they also do these like reenactments and stuff too. Like I was reading.
Yeah, you're talking. Go ahead.
Oh yeah,
that sounds interesting.
So there's this thing called the Oklahoma D-Day.
That is
basically people are reenacting D-Day with paintball. So
the battle at World War II.
Right.
But it's just like
the invasion in Normandy.
It's not just Normandy, though. It's like all of the battles that took place on D-Day.
So it's basically like a Civil War reenactment, but World War II, and with paintballs.
Right. And they do this a couple of times during the year. Last year, they had 4,000 people involved in it.
Oh, my God. Like from all over the country?
No, I mean, it's all just at this one place in Oklahoma.
So, where do people travel for this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I imagine. I mean, it's just like this thing that happens a couple of times of the year, and they just go to reenact D-Day events.
Like, yeah, and there's actually like,
do they act in like they have roles? They have like,
oh yeah, they have characters. Like, yeah. Oh, they have like full divisions.
They have like
an allied. They have like an allied and an Axis.
What do you mean they have tanks?
It says supposedly that they have tanks that they use and bazookas.
Tanks and bazookas
that they use in order to do this.
How are tanks allowed in paintball?
I don't know. There must be like, you know.
I mean, they have outrageous. They have a six year in a row. It looks like winning side. So I guess at least for 6 years they've been keeping score, and they have like different websites for you know, like officers of the infantry divisions.
I wonder how these people like get to be officers. Like, what? How do they get promoted to those ranks?
Well, they bring the tanks, and the tanks are all Power Wheels.
But I mean, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
How do you get to be designated the general or whatever?
Well, you probably just, like, win a bunch of paintball events. Like, it's probably something stupid like that. Or you just bring the most authentic costume, because people totally dress up for this thing, too.
Like, they dress up like to look like World War II yes. soldiers?
Oh my god. It's yes, it's the crazy.
Do they try to make their guns look like World War II guns?
I mean, I would imagine. I mean, I just know that they have bazookas. I find that to be the most fascinating
yeah,
thing.
How does a paintball bazooka... Do they shoot large paintballs?
Probably just like a big cluster a bunch of them. Probably a bunch of them. Or, I mean, there are paintball grenades, so they could just shoot, like, the paintball grenades.
That's kind of awesome.
So it looks like, according to this, the Adventure Park is about 100 acres of camping area. It includes showers, restrooms, and food vendors for players. The minimum age is 10 years.
Pretty low.
That's really, really low.
Really, yeah.
That is lower than the minimum age for that war.
Well, I mean, it is fake guns, Sam.
Right, okay.
And, yeah, so then I guess there's a big debate about the historical accuracy of this. So apparently...
No!
Of trying to, like, reenact... And trying to reenact the game and make it as...
You mean it's not accurate? That's disappointing.
I know, that's weird.
That's where I get my World War II knowledge.
It's
from just sitting in the stands at
Oklahoma. That's weird, like that.
Well, see, I think the most fascinating thing about this place is that it's not just D-Day things that they do. They also do reenactments for the events that inspired the movie Black Hawk Down. But then they also...
That was Somalia, right?
Yeah, in Somalia. But then they also do events that are supposed to simulate the battles that take place in the 1980s movie Red Dawn.
So is that even based on a real war, that movie?
No, it presupposes that World War III happens.
Oh, damn.
And that the Russians are teamed up with the Cubans and they invade America.
Oh, wow.
And so the whole plot of the movie is this group of high schoolers.
I haven't seen that movie.
Well, the whole plot of the movie is this group of high schoolers fighting off the Russian soldiers after they come and they invade America, and then I could tell you what happens
right.
at the end of the movie. But
no, I actually,
what is it? Red Dawn.
Want to watch
Red Dawn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red Dawn. Yeah,
I've heard of it, but I just never.
Well, it's the first movie
I want to watch it.
The Sams.
Oh
watch
yeah.
It. Yeah.
Well, it's
together.
There's all sorts of fascinating things about this movie. Like, you
do
know,
you want to pause and just watch the movie and come back?
I would love to.
Actually,
well, it's not. No, it's not.
If we do that, I want to watch it with the Carnage counter because that's a thing that exists on the DVD of the movie.
You can.
There's
it's
a
like
carnage.
Commentary, but it's like a carnage counter.
Yeah, there's a little carnage counter. It's like supposedly the most violent, like one of the most violent movies that's ever taken place. Supposedly there's like an act of violence that happens on screen within every 2 minutes of the film.
Yeah, I know that it was the first movie to be PG-13.
Well, if we pause the podcast right now, we could probably catch George Lopez, and then we could watch it.
It's canceled.
But they're still doing reruns, I think, right now.
Of the talk show?
Yeah, George Lopez.
Why are they doing reruns? What's the point of canceling it if they're going to show reruns?
I don't know. Last week,
because it's syndication,
saw it still,
bro.
I think I saw it still on TV.
How would? What was the point of canceling
it? They canceled it like a long time ago, didn't they?
No, it was like only a few weeks ago. They announced canceling it, and then there was like only like one more episode.
Oh, really?
And
who was the last guest?
Probably Slash.
Oh, wait, actually, yeah.
Was it Slash?
It's probably Slash.
Wait, are you making that up? It was somebody like...
I just saw Slash on once or twice.
What was Slash really doing these days?
It was Shredding.
Ava Longoria was one of them. And then maybe
probably.
And then maybe, I don't even know.
Maybe like Conan?
Conan just came in and shredded on his own guitar with Slash.
But
two of them play Slash,
are they still in Velvet Revolver? Is he still in Velvet Revolver?
I don't know.
It's not a band anymore.
No, because Weiland is doing his thing.
Oh, he's back with
Stone Cold Pilots. Yeah, yeah.
Who also play paintball?
I think Slash is back with Fat.
Well,
Axl
one of
Rose.
Our good friends, Joe Dunn.
Oh, yeah,
loves
I saw that.
STP.
Yeah, Axl Rose. Wait,
shout out to Joe Dunn.
Pounds now.
What up, Joe Dunn?
Anyway, back to paintball.
Wherever you are.
Oh, so this was the question I was going to ask you guys. If you guys were to play paintball in any sort of like little place that based battles off of a movie.
Oh, okay.
What would you choose? I know answer personally is...
Okay, let's start off with yours. So wait, the question is... Any reenactment of a battle or like any sort of war scene at all?
Any sort of scenario. Let's say like you basically play paintball in like a recreation of the set of the movie.
So we're talking, movie specific,
okay. Or like the battles within the movies, not like real life battles. My personal answer would be a Escape from New York themed.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie either.
You know, you haven't seen any movies.
Have you seen that movie?
Oh, Snake Plissken's awesome. No,
but
you haven't seen.
Why do you guys hate Kurt Russell so much?
Why do you love Kurt Russell?
Because he's badass.
I like Real Genius.
Oh,
is that what it's called?
I don't even know.
Wasn't he in that? No. Computer Wore Tennis Shoes Was that him?
Shut up!
That was him, right?
Oh my god.
I think it was.
I think you're thinking about Spy
I think you're
Kids.
Talking about Weird Science, maybe. I don't know.
No, Bill Nye.
I don't think.
Oh my god.
No, I think you're. I think we're.
Anyway, here's the reasoning for this.
I'm thinking about Bill Nye. Are you guys thinking about Bill Nye?
I'm
right
not
now?
Thinking about Bill Nye
I do
ever.
A lot, yeah. But not right now.
Yeah, I'm never thinking about
he
Bill Nye.
He likes to party.
I hear he likes to party. He likes to go back to Princeton and party a lot. He went to Princeton.
Yeah, we know that now.
We know that.
But okay, so
how do you know that now?
Your scenario: escape Trivia. From escape oh. to from New York.
Shout
to,
out to Nicole
to New York.
Shout out to Nicole. escape from New York.
From New York. That makes sense.
It's escape from New York.
Why would you want to escape from New York? What's going on?
Well, it's a post.
What's the plot of the movie?
Post-apocalyptic New York. The city has turned into a prison colony.
Like I Am Legend.
No, not like I Am Legend. It's a prison colony. There's not aliens all over it.
There's not aliens.
Sorry,
not aliens.
I Am Legend.
Zombies. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah, zombies.
They're just infected.
Vampires, whatever
they're
the hell
infected.
They are.
Are they really zombies?
No, they are infected.
They're infected, right?
But they have vampire-like symptoms. They can't go
do
out
still
sunlight,
have,
and
do they still have,
sun.
Like... Anyway, that's a deeper...
They're like a combination zombie, vampire... Who cares? That movie's pretty terrible.
Escape from New York.
I actually really enjoy that movie.
I liked it too, actually. I was surprised to like it, but
Sam's
I liked it.
Oh my god. Anyway, Escape from New York, it's a prison colony. Snake Plissken is a guy that is in jail.
Is that a person's name?
Russell's character,
okay.
Who's a badass.
Is that a first and last name combined, or is that a...
Sounds like
snake a nickname.
Plissken.
Snake Plissken.
Snake Plissken.
Okay, so first and last name, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's a prisoner, and they have him go into New York to get the president, who somehow, I don't remember how, somehow got stuck in New York, and they have to go and save him from all the miscreants living on the island. And so, like a Snake Plissken-based paintball thing I think could be kind of cool. There's like a couple of them going around, and you're part of the faction that's just trying to take him out or something. I think that could be kind of cool.
Mind you, Dylan, when he just said faction, he actually did like a gun move.
I tore up in my hand.
Our listeners can't see that.
He actually
cocked it and then also pointed it around like he was just mowing people down.
So. I did do that. I speak with my hands. Because here's my other reason, though, is because
okay.
I personally don't like the idea of reenacting any sort of realistic thing.
I kind of like it.
I don't know. I just personally wouldn't. I like the idea of taking all that type of stuff and putting it more in a fantasy world,
mm-hmm.
more than just doing something where it's just like
it's probably safer for children.
I mean, it's
to
just,
think of it that way.
I mean, it's
you
just
got
like,
10-year-olds out there that are doing this, buddy.
I mean, it's just the idea.
When's the last time you talked to a 10-year-old?
When was the last time? I'm trying to think how my sister's 16 now, so probably...
Plus when she was 10.
When she was 10. So 6 years ago, probably. Anyway, so no, I don't know. I wouldn't want to go and do like a World War II thing. I was thinking
right.
about like a platoon thing would be kind of cool, but then I realized like the main battle I can think of in platoon, they really just go and rape and pillage a village, which was really terrible. And it's a great movie, but that's just a terrible thing to do. So, yeah, that was my answer.
Yeah, I like the movie scenario idea as opposed to reenact, because I'm not even that big of a war history buff.
Right, I don't know anything.
So I wouldn't even know, like, where to start, and it's sort of all the same to me. But the first thing that popped in my mind is just that crazy epic battle in Lord of the Rings when there's just, like, thousands of
people
on each side. Yeah, was that Return of the King? I'm pretty sure it was. And what?
Or is it Two Towers?
The orcs are the bad guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then just, like, all the... The other dudes.
Well, the big one is Return of the King.
The big battle?
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but...
It's like the whole movie.
But that would just be so ridiculous to have, like, you know, 1,000 versus 1,000. That'd be kind of cool. That's my answer.
What about Battlefield Earth? You wouldn't want to do anything for Battlefield Earth?
You
wouldn't want to be John
Travolta?
Have you seen
that movie?
I've seen parts of it.
It's on Netflix. I really want to watch it.
No, you don't.
But I do.
Why would you say that?
I mean, I
know it's bad, but that's why I want to watch
it. Yeah, I understand, but it's not like an enjoyable
and Barry
bad
Pepper's
movie.
In it.
Oh, that's true.
Barry Pepper.
He's pretty awesome, especially awesome at being an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, I can't believe they benched him. Gosh.
If only. Oh,
Gabbert, they benched him?
Luke McCown.
Luke McCown, the other terrible quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, looks exactly like Barry Pepper.
But he's more terrible.
I would say that my...
He's really bad.
It would be... just Rambo? I would just be Rambo.
The first Blood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Not the new one?
Not the new one. Although the new one
is actually the only one I've seen.
Really?
Yes.
That's terrible. The new one actually is pretty badass, though, especially when he has, like, the bow and arrow scene where he's just picking people off in the field, and also when he grabs...
Yeah. He kills a whole army with just a bow and
arrow. Yeah, that's pretty
awesome.
And
then he rips the guy's throat out with his bare hands.
Yeah, actually, you should probably choose the newest one, because that has, like, 200 kills. First
Blood has the most violent.
One kill. Like,
yeah, he doesn't kill anybody.
Yeah, each Rambo... Like, it has more and more kills, and but, like,
you're Rambo,
with the
bro.
Newest one, it's, like, exponential. It's, like, 200.
But he's still supposed, like, technically, like a pseudo-peaceful hippie. That's, like, the whole thing. It's all, like, way
yeah,
of life.
Yeah, Vietnam.
All that crap.
Also, in the newest one, when he grabs that machine gun, remember when he grabs the machine gun and starts plowing people down?
Wait, that's in
the newest.
The new one.
No,
one.
I don't remember it very well.
Really?
I just remember Julie Benz was in it, Rita from Dexter. Remember that?
Oh, I haven't seen Dexter.
Remember they're in Burma? The country?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like,
did you expect me to respond to that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Burma! I've been there. They have lovely summers. Mild winters.
Yeah, monsoon summers and typhoon winters.
I wouldn't say lovely summers. Mild winters, maybe. Speaking of my zero knowledge of Burma.
I don't know, for some reason I have no Burma.
Because
weather.
I have tons of knowledge of Burma
I have
over
no
here.
Recall of that.
Total Recall would be pretty awesome. Well, just because you could play as a
on Mars. Yeah. I haven't seen that movie either. Yeah, isn't there something to do with
you've
Mars?
Never seen Total
Recall? No, he hasn't seen Total Recall.
Oh my god.
It's more mind, but it's more fun to just ask Sam what kind of movie he's seen. Like, is Short Circuit your favorite movie?
I have seen Short Circuit.
Of course you have.
I've never seen Short Circuit.
What? You would actually like that movie.
Don't speak on my back.
It's hilarious.
What's it about?
It's about this you know, this quick-witted robot.
Oh, my God.
His name's Johnny Five, and he's...
One of my favorite movies.
It's a zany 80s.
He's a good companion.
He's like a little dog, but he's a robot.
We can talk.
One of my favorite movies when I was
a
kid growing up, what's the, like, the Little Toaster or My Little Toaster?
Little Toaster?
Yeah, the Brave Little Toaster. Yeah.
I like that one. I've actually seen that classic.
Yeah, that was classic. That was like one of my favorite movies.
Scratch that
from
off
like
the list.
Age like 9 until 15.
Mm-hmm. I've probably seen it like 100 times.
Sam, what's your personal opinion on Ferngully?
I loved Ferngully as well.
Yeah.
I watched that
you see
a lot
two?
Too.
Ferngully 2?
There's a second one?
I think there is a second one. I don't know.
Really?
There's probably like three of them. It was a popular.
I don't know if you need to fact check that. I mean, it's not really topic related. I thought you were fact checking Ferngully. No, you are fact checking
the Magical Rescue.
Oh, the Magical Rescue. Okay,
1998. Wow, direct to video. You know it's good.
That's
hey, bro, don't say that. The Land Before Time movies. There's all those direct to DVD ones.
Oh, those are so solid.
Land Before Time's pretty excellent.
Basically, so getting back to paintball though, yeah. So. Fun facts, I might say, about...
Oh, are we doing Weird Fact of the Week?
Yeah, Weird Fact of the Week.
Let's call it Weird Fact of the Week.
But...
It's not that weird.
Oh, before we get to that, though...
Oh, okay.
So apparently there's, like, different versions of paintball. Like, we were talking a lot about scenario play, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Scenario play.
Which I'd like to add, that out of all the stuff I read about paintball, that sounds the coolest. Like, that... I don't know, like... Because overall, it's like, hey, this is kind of lame. These guys are kind of a little bit too into it. But, like, the whole scenario thing, like, if they actually, like, are, like, very historical about it, and I don't know, that's kind of cool.
You're such a nerd.
Yeah.
I can sort of see how that's fun. But, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, that was, like, more scenario play, and then apparently there's just, like, standard play.
I think personally, the scenario play, I just feel like it's another army recruitment tool almost. Like, you know those video games that the army sends out to kids that are just like, here, play this game, pretend you're in the military, and then join us in a couple of years. It's just like, it's like brainwashing almost.
I didn't think about that.
And that's what I feel. That's what I feel like a lot of this just ends up being. I feel like it's just more of a training tool for... You know.
Well, speaking of training tools,
By gosh, two of the people that were really into paintball that I talked about from the story before, they went to the Merchant Marine Academy.
There you go. Giddy up.
Weird. Maybe you're onto something.
Well, also training though, there was a story that came out about these terrorists that actually do train using paintball. So there's a story. Two guys arrested in June of 2010 that were going to Somalia and charged with terrorism, and they set up an outdoor paintball facility in New Jersey that they did scenario play in order to get better at, more like
that's kind
of
scary.
Well, I mean, there's more stories about it too. I don't have any of them.
That actually reminds me.
But I mean, there's like a bunch of stories within the last, probably 7 or 8 years of people all over the world, not just, you know, people getting arrested in Europe and Canada and all over the place, or, you know, there's supposed terrorists practicing, you know, for a supposed terrorist mission and getting, you know, getting found out prior to them being able to carry out the mission. But they're training for it by going and playing paintball. And right. They're sitting there, and they're being very tactical about everything. They're taking it very seriously, and they're acting like literally are going to mow people down. And that's another thing that I find just more, you know, about a little stranger about the game. And
that is the point of it.
Oh, it is the point of it. And these people are just taking it to this ridiculous extreme where you are literally practicing for war, practicing for a terrorist mission, or practicing for an espionage mission, or something like that.
Yeah,
and I find that. I don't know how I feel. I mean, I find that kind of terrifying in a way. Yes. And I especially find it terrifying that, you know, you have these adults doing that. At the same time, you have 10-year-olds doing that without necessarily knowing that.
Yeah, and the competitive teams, like, they'll actually have, like, war strategy. Like just like a battalion.
Oh, yeah. They'll sit there. They'll have hand motions and, you know, they'll tell you to be quiet.
He just did a hand motion, by the way, to the listeners. He actually did do, like, a flag. Like, oh, he could have been saying the word.
Over here.
The word, like,
I had a TV show before a podcast, all right? I'm just used to this.
Roger.
Yeah, what is that TV show? You want to talk about it right now?
It was called Bleacher Bums. It was on UPTV at the University of Pittsburgh.
I want to check that out. Do you have any tapes?
I do not have any tapes. I could make a Wikipedia page. I could dedicate
you
it
got
to
a
my...
Reel?
I could dedicate any it to my...
Hi-8 tapes of it?
There are no Hi-8 tapes of it. There are some mini-DV tapes of it somewhere. Ooh. I can guarantee you that.
Let's get our fingers on that.
You guys can get back to the old UPTV, also known as the Creation Station.
That's at Pittsburgh?
At the University of Pittsburgh.
Dylan went to school.
Shout out to my friends Elias McCary and Kenton Stamper.
What up?
My two buddies used to do the show.
The terrorist thing reminds me of something. I actually just remembered this. I remember hearing stories about how, like, I guess a few years ago, before Bin Laden and Hussein were killed, like, at paintball arenas, they would have, like, cardboard cutouts of Hussein and Bin Laden.
Right.
And you would, like, pay to, like, shoot at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's just teaching kids to kill terrorists.
Yeah, that's, like, an element of realism that doesn't really... belong. I mean, obviously, those are bad people. But
yeah.
You know.
Right. I mean, and another thing that I was reading about recently, I was reading something today, I found, like, a little forum, and they were talking about different paintballs, and some guy really, really, really wanted red paintballs. And apparently...
Just to look like blood?
Just to make it look like blood. And apparently, there's, I mean, I guess that's kind of a fun fact.
It's not that fun.
It's not very fun.
It's weird.
The fun fact would be that
did
there's...
Did we do weird facts or fun facts?
I thought it was weird facts.
Yeah.
But sometimes weird facts are fun.
Okay. The fun part... sometimes weird facts are fun.
Oh, the one fun part about this is there's literally only one company that makes red paintballs, and the whole point of that would be to bloody somebody.
And it's an illegal company in the Cayman Islands.
Amiga might actually be in Burma.
No,
it's actually human blood.
I think it's cow's blood. There's blood cows tools. That they sacrifice during monsoon weddings
Rambo
in Burma.
Bleeds.
No, Rambo doesn't bleed.
Yeah, so message boards for paintball are just... They're a mess. They're hilarious. And
message boards for anything are pretty much
and also, like, yeah, so we talk about hobbies that sort of have, like, developed their own subculture, and paintball is definitely one of those things, because I read the message boards for paintball, and they all, like, have their own lingo, like, I don't even know. I mean, of course, there's, like, slang terms for all the parts of the gun and the parts of the arena, and, like, I don't even remember them, so it was just, like, way over my head, and they, like, and of course they call everyone noobs, and they pwn people. Oh, I know one they used a lot was getting lit up. It's like when you get shot a lot.
Oh, really?
They said that, like, they never said, he got shot a lot. Like, they always say, I got lit up. Then I lit his ass up. And, without fail, they only say that phrase.
Well, it's like gangster rap culture getting into the supposed, I was going to say the supposed redneck culture of paintball, but I think the only thing that would point to it being redneck is what I just think of it.
I mean, the whole culture of paintball is pretty redneck.
It is pretty redneck. So, yeah, I just like the whole idea of gangster rap culture. Lit you up! Getting thrown in there.
So was that... Did you do it?
Maybe
was that your weird
Queen
fact?
Maybe the Queen Latifah movie, Light Him Up.
Oh, no, I don't have a weird fact. I had more...
Oh, actually, yeah, read
I
this.
Had a
this
fun
is,
fact.
This,
well,
this is fun.
It's
a fun fact.
So this guy, David Muhlstein, submitted a question to About.com. About.com is a website that people... look at sometimes. That's mm-hmm, a terrible mm-hmm. Lead-in.
If you Google a question, oftentimes it's an about.com result.
Right, for sure. So the question is paintball fun? Answer, point blank, yes. Paintball is a blend of action strategy, adrenaline, and small projectiles hurling through the air upwards of 200 miles per hour. Wow. 200 miles per
hour.
That's a
bullet. That's as fast as a bullet.
It is. And it's a game that can be played and enjoyed by just about anybody.
That is an eloquent answer to a very simple question.
Very. He goes on to talk about it. He goes on to talk about his dad. We're not really going to get into that because
he brings up his dad to the question, is paintball fun? Yes or no?
No one gives a shit about his dad, honestly. I have no idea who this guy David Mulstein is.
David Mulstein was obviously in a hurry. He asked a yes or no question. He needed to know. He was on his way out. Do I go play paintball or do I go see a movie?
Do I go to this birthday party or do I go see Shaq Fu? What do I do right now?
He needed to know right then, and he doesn't need to hear about this other guy's
Kazam dad. On Netflix.
Yeah.
Do I go see the re-release of Steel up in the Dollar Theater down the street?
Steel?
Steel.
Oh, is that the movie
Steel,
that's
the one where Shaq is the superhero with the hammer?
Oh, yeah, like the Superman character.
He's like a combo of, like, Thor and Superman.
It's a real character.
He's like that in real life, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Steel.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that he's obsessed with Superman.
He's in the Superman world. Steel is a real character. Okay. Yeah, I forgot about the movie.
Okay.
What's that movie out now with a Rock'em Sock'em
Robot? Real Steel.
Real Steel.
Yeah. Oh. They made a real action movie of Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Yeah. I saw that after Mike and Molly this week.
I'm sorry? What? Did you watch Mike and Molly this week?
No, I didn't. I actually missed this week. Last week, I meant.
Wait.
So what happened? Was it enjoyable?
Why did you bring up Mike and Molly?
He just loves to bring up Mike and Molly these days.
We're not talking about Mike and Molly?
That's next week.
Do you guys want to talk about the Family Circus movie that's coming out?
Wait, really?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, there's a Family Circus movie that's actually in development right now.
Is it live action?
I mean, probably. I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll be the worst thing that's ever graced the silver screen.
Wait. Completely off topic. Who's your dream cast for live action Family Circus?
I don't even know where to start with it. Jonathan Lipnicki is obviously one of them.
All right, this is so off topic.
But like a few years ago when he was actually a kid.
He's
probably like 20 now.
Actually, he just turned 21 the other day.
Fun fact, I saw a
post on a blog yesterday. They had a picture of Jonathan Lipnicki turning 21, and he's holding this cake that says, Happy Birthday, Jonathan. God. And Jonathan is spelled wrong on the cake.
I think I think John Hamm and January Jones should play the parents.
So it's just be the
but
cast
in character as Dungeon Betty Draper. Betty Draper being a crazy bitch.
What about Haley Joel Osment? Should he be one of them?
He's got to be 30 by now.
I think he's just a fat 21-year-old at this point.
Is he fat now?
I don't think he ages.
Wait, what about Beans?
Beans has to be in it!
Beans from Even Stevens.
Beans from Even
Stevens. Needs work, guys. He needs work.
Absolutely.
Help him. Cast him. Family Circus people.
I like how Porter just went directly to his computer. You look at Haley Joel Osment.
He's looking up Beans. He actually is looking at Beans. Oh, no, he's looking at Haley Joel Osment.
He's only 23.
Yeah, he's a big boy, though.
That's not that far from 30.
Oh, he's in that movie Pay It Forward. I like that movie a lot.
He's in Sixth Sense. You've probably seen that.
You've probably seen his fine work in the movie Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
The ghost movie?
Yeah.
The one with Bruce Willis.
No, they're not really ghosts.
Bruce Willis is a ghost the entire time.
Right.
Why did you just spoiler alert it?
All right.
Oh, my God.
That's not about paintball. Next week, we're talking about tailgating.
We are talking about tailgating.
The big hobby hard question.
Would
you participate?
Would you be a paintballer? Sam. Porter.
I would do it. Seriously, it'd be fun.
You've done it.
And I've done it.
Yeah.
I think that I would... I haven't done it in years. I think it'd be interesting to get into it, but... Yes, on a Saturday, if someone's like, you want to go paintballing, I'd be like, sure, let's do it.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
My answer is no. Obviously, I had a horrifying experience. I would try it again, but I'm never going to get into this. I just don't give a shit. It's stupid.
I just like that you just threw that out there. Sorry, guys, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, I give a big thumbs down to this one.
Oh, my God. This isn't something that I would participate in personally. I find the whole idea of it kind of strange and a little bit too creepy with the whole army recruitment undertones and just everything that's kind of...
Sounds like the nays have it. Yeah. Sorry, Porter.
All right.
So, paintball, it's a big nay. This has been Hobby Hard.
Next time we're doing tailgating.
Oh, yes, tailgating.
I'm looking forward to that.
I'm really looking forward to that. We should tailgate the podcast.
Because, yeah,
we should totally
Porter, the podcast. That'd be hilarious.
We got to tailgate the Pumpkin Festival.
Porter and I, we're big Bama fans, so we like tailgating. And then we've all been to grad school at Texas, so we know a thing or two about tailgating.
We know how to tailgate.
We might be pretty knowledgeable on this topic, unlike the last two.
We're pretty knowledgeable at karaoke.
Forgive us. Just stick with us.
Yeah, it's been real. Thanks, guys. All right. Bye.
I know you don't understand, but when you're dead, you're dead. It's just the way it is. Dead is forever.
Squash. Dead. Disassemble. Dead. Disassemble. Dead!